In the past, we have talked about, this is not the first time you've done this program, programs similar. The last time, I think we were talking about the Safe Surrender Day, where that was involving those who had outstanding warrants for a variety of reasons to get those resolved. This is not that. This is different than that, right?
Correct. This is to give individuals an opportunity to come into court to figure out what they need to do to get a valid license. So we're assisting individuals to get valid or at least privileged.
Okay. So what types of issues would somebody have where this might be a problem?
There's multiple different issues that you could have that could cause you to be under a license suspension. There could be a court suspension. There could be a 12-point suspension, a non-compliance suspension, a failure to reinstate suspension. So there's multiple different ways that your license can be suspended, and there's multiple different steps that are needed sometimes for individuals to take to be able to get a valid license.
So, and some of those may have come through the courts, through a court case or a situation, and others for directly from the DMV, right?
Correct. The DMV quite often imposes their own suspensions for not having proof of insurance, or if you get 12 points. So there are several suspensions that they impose in addition to what courts impose.
So even if people are listening and say, I have this issue, but it didn't originate from the court, it was from the DMV, you can also help with that at this clinic because you're working with the DMV.
Correct. We will have representatives from the DMV available to assist in real time, whether that's going to be in person or Zoom. We've not been told by the DMV yet, but we will have direct contact with them so anyone can hopefully immediately clear some suspensions if they can get it done by way of bringing in some money to pay a reinstatement fee or showing proof of insurance or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. And again, like we said before in the past with the Safe Surrender Clinic, it's not a free card where you just clear everything out. Obviously, there are things that will have to be done.
Correct.
But there's no filing fees and things like that, so it eliminates some of the red tape.
Correct. And sometimes trying to figure out what you need to do to get valid is overwhelming, and there's several steps for some individuals. So this is a way that we can help provide them guidance on what they need to do. Even if they can't maybe get valid that day, at least be given the opportunity to have a checklist or a roadmap of what they need to do to be able to get valid.
And again, as it relates to previous events, I know when we were talking about the Safe Surrender Day, you've got the numbers on how many outstanding warrants there are. Do you know how many individuals this kind of impacts?
You know, one time we did have the data from the DMV as far as how many people were under suspension that had Ohio driver's licenses, and I don't have that number now, a couple years after the fact, but I would easily assume that it is well into the tens of thousands of individuals who have suspended licenses right now. So.